morning, Honourable Members and our guests, first let me apologize for us starting late. Just on a lighter note, whilst I was at work, when you apologize and somebody lift up her hand and look at you, you are told that you are not a good timekeeper. I won't tell you who that person is, the worst thing, but it's the first time that I see her in the comment. So I'm really feeling humiliated about that. That is only like a note. Please don't be looking around. Welcome, Nehal. I've been intimidated here. Something I asked the chairperson the second time. And I said, but what has that got to do with you? She said, be careful. My organization is here today. So I mean, I just want to loosen up. It's a cold, rainy winter day. Must not be so serious, honorable members. Please. Welcome, Nehal. We are today, honorable members, as you will be aware that we were then presented by the department on the two bills, the PISA, the amendment on the Mitchell LLS, and therefore all the necessary administrative processes were followed, and we are happy that labor is here. I only hope it's we're happy that Nehal is here. We hope that we'll also be joined, but in terms of our program, it's only Nehal that is in front of us. And the process is, honorable members, as you will know, we will ask questions of clarity because we still have our own time in terms of deliberations. So today is to listen to the presentation that will be made by Nehal, because it's only Nehal that is presenting today, ask questions of clarity. And then, if when necessary, the department will come in to assist in clarifying that. So that's where we are today. I was informed that it's going to be an oral presentation. It's an oral presentation, but fortunately they do have a opportunity with them. Having said that, because I don't want to waste our time, we'll follow the normal processes, but house rules that our phones are put on silent, we don't respond or answer phones inside. You are feel free to answer your phone outside. Two is that people that are to ask questions are only members of parliament, and people that are to respond are presenters with the department when necessary. We all introduce ourselves using the mic because we must be known who is here. I'm really a lot to enjoy. I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee on health. Over to you, honorable members.
Thank you. Good morning, chairperson and everybody in the house. Chair, my name is Lontlandla Ncube-Ndaba. I'm a member of this particular committee. And also, Chair, I want to put my apology forward that I'm attending another other committee meeting that has started at 9. So I would like to leave at 11. Thank you very much.
Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Fishman Salah.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Lungiswa James, member of this committee.
Dr. Susan Temeguayo, member of this committee. Good morning.
Dumela, nna ka lebitso ke Patricia Kopane, a member of the Sport Forum Committee. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Mulelo Mkonzo, a member of the Committee on Health.
Good morning everybody, my name is Rachel Adams, member of the Health Committee.
Okay, my apologies. I'll then allow guests to introduce themselves before then I come to the next stage.
Good morning, I'm Tamar Khan from Business Day.
Good morning, I'm Tema Gazi from Centers for Disease Control.
Good morning, my name is Kenny Oluwole. I'm a monitor from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
I'm Wendy Cronewell from the Office of the Chief Secretary.
Before we come to the Tunehawa and the department, next to me is Robert Machalambo, Secretary to the Portfolio Committee on Health. At the back on my extreme right is Lindo Kuhle, who is our colleague advisor. Next to him is Zube, who is our researcher. Opposite Zube is Moses, who forms part of the research team. Next to him is Asanda, who is a researcher from Nehau Caucus. I'm sorry, from ANC Caucus. At the extreme, close next to the window against the wall is Mbali, our committee assistant, and next to her is Noltando, they call her Bubbles, who is a secretary for the study group of the African National Congress. Over to you, Nehau, in the department.
Good morning, my name is Tom Vaza Morado from NEAO, responsible for public health.
Thank you, Chen. My name is Tengo Tengela. I'm the parliamentary officer of NEAO, based in Cape Town.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Tim Token. I am a member of the NHS board and I'm representing the board here today.
Chair Makua, friend, Minister of Health.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. I'm Ben Fale from the National Department of Health.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Cindy Lesozaga from the National Department of Health.
Good morning, Honourable Chair. Good morning, honourable members. I'm Barbara Lewis. I'm the Parliamentary Legal Advisor assisting the committee with the board.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. My name is Joe Hartler from Ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. We have got a few apologies. Ms. Honourable Mapanga, who has to go back home because he has lost his sister. Mr. Imam Sheikh is attending police committee. Mr. Jafta is unable to attend due to prayer commitment. And Honourable Ndaba has already indicated that he will soon leave us at about 11, attending another committee. We will now hand over. I hope all of us have got the documents from the House. Members have got. Okay. We then hand over to the House to take us through their presentation.
Well, once more, thank you very much, Chairperson, and the honorable members. I think we have introduced ourselves, Alicia, before we start the stage. Chair, thank you very much. The National Health and Allied Workers Union which we are representing today, applaud the Portfolio Committee on Health for inviting us to participate in this important legislative process. This statutory public entity established as per the National Health Regulatory Services Act number 37 of 2000 was through consultation with many stakeholders, including ourselves as a key stakeholder in the health sector. Our understanding was that the main objective was to provide proper health care for all, especially the poor and the marginalized, as well as to curb the proliferation and dominance of private laboratories. The National Health and Adult Workers Union has been, as is understood, at the forefront leading struggles for a quality and accessible proper healthcare system for South Africans, especially the poor and marginalized. Our submission, Chair, today is that the National Health Laboratory Service is a critical instrument for delivering quality public health care in our society. Therefore, it needs to be properly governed so that it could properly deliver on its mandate. We believe that this can only happen, and that is our submission today. Given our understanding of the operations of all those things, that this, for it to effectively carry its mandate, it requires to be integrated into the Department of Health. As is well known, Chair, that as Nehau, we have been the first union in the health sector to raise alarm around problems of corruption, maladministration, nepotism, and lack of good governance in the National Health Laboratory Services. The National Health and Allied Workers Union welcomes the introduction, Chair, of the National Health Laboratory Services Amendment Bill, whose aim is to strengthen governance in the National Health Laboratory Services. However, we are deeply concerned because the proposed amendment before this portfolio committee falls short of addressing the deep-seated challenges that are confronting this important issue. We appreciate, it's not like we're not appreciating, Chair, the fact that the department has embarked on the process to deal with the problem that we've raised earlier around maladministration and all those things. And the bill, by its nature, is an attempt to respond to some of those things. But we do think that to restore the integrity, the functioning, and the proper governance of the NHS, we have been calling on the department to insource and return this issue to the public service. This has been made urgent by the need to deliver also the National Health Insurance, because the National Laboratory Services Chair is a very critical component if as a country we are to deliver on the National Health Insurance. For National Health Insurance to be properly delivered, it requires strong institutions which are properly governed, which are not fragmented. So, just to comment on the proposed amendments, the National Health and Welfare Union supports the objectives of the bill. We have supported the objectives of the bill because we think that the bill seeks to amend the National Health Services Act 2000 in order to improve governance, as we have said, accountability, and financial sustainability of the National Health Services. The self improvements will enable the service to provide diagnostic health and risk services in a more cost-effective manner and with greater efficiency, thereby increasing the quality of clinical care provided to patients through time and resource clinical management. Those are good objectives. No one can dispute those objectives, including the very proposed amendments that are being made per sections. We won't deal with them as we generally indicated, we agree with them. But however, we are of the view that tinkering with the NHS in its current form, in the current form in which it is structured and is functioning, will militate against some of the objectives that generally we would want an institution to achieve. So from where we stand as National Health Service, from where we stand as a union, given our interaction also with our members, our briefing constantly, we of the view that there are deep structural challenges confronting the institution, which are further exacerbated by the lack of financial sustainability and poor management, lack of accountability, corruption and nepotism, unbearable and disturbing working conditions, lack of proper infrastructure, adequate health technology and facilities. This is because the NHS current model is susceptible to mismanagement and unaccountability. And that's why we are saying that, as we have said before, that we need to take it back to where it belongs, in the Department of Health. So, whilst we support the proposed amendments, our view is that the amendments must be put in on the we must approach the question of these amendments along the following lines, that the amendments will be viewed as a transitional mechanism. A transitional mechanism to retain the National Health Services, the NHS to Department of Health. But also, in that process, we must begin a process also of redefining the vision, the mission of the NHS to be in line with the Department of Health. As it's known that the current, currently the CEO has been suspended, we are calling for a speedy disciplinary process which would lead to the appointment of the CEO directly from the Department of Health. Chair, as we said, in the interim, the National Health and Workers Union support the amendments as a mechanism to strengthen good governance, accountability, and financial stability. But we are also prepared to further engage with the department to deal with other matters outside this platform in order to reposition the National Health Insurance to better execute its mandate. Thank you, Chair. My colleague here, next to me, sorry, would also be making some additions now. Chair.
No, thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Member. I think the issue to emphasize that our support in terms of the process, the amendment is as an interim arrangement towards a more sustainable solution, is the remodeling of the how we provide diagnostic health services, laboratory services. Our point is that the current NHLS, which is more fragmented mandate, that also in the process of delivery, they are focusing on some research aspects, training, which we think it should be the research aspect should be properly channeled to the Medical Research Council as their own also the mandate in terms of dealing with the issue of health. But the point we're emphasizing that the diagnostic health laboratory services must be integrated to make sure that you can't have a situation where a process of dealing with health services, is fragmented as it is. You know, the doctor see the patient, take the samples to a private to an institution, a different institution, which we see that the whole process from the first you see the patient in the primary healthcare and taking the laboratory the sample, it should be the integrated of the system. Because we, for like example, you can outsource the provision of the medicine to another institution. I think that's the point we emphasize, that as we support the bill in terms of the sustainability of direct funding from national as an interim, but the main thing is that the diagnostic services must be brought back to public services and dismantle other functions of NHLS to other institutions that have been established. Thank you.
us, there is a presentation from Nehau. Will allow members to interact with the presentation by asking questions of clarity. Over to you, Honourable Members. Honourable Mahlalela.
Now, thanks, welcome to the presentation by now. Just one clarity, because I, on how it's saying now they support the bill, which means in its current form, including the amendment that are being proposed. But at the end, they are making a recommendation, which is one of the recommendations is that the House supports the amendment to the Act provided that, so there are conditions for the support. One condition is that the return of the NHLS to DOH, that is the Department of Health. And the current legislation doesn't propose that. And there is nowhere in your presentation you are making a proposal amending the current legislation with the intention of making it, of making NHLS in future being dissolved as an entity. There's no way where you're making that proposal. Because as long as the legislation is in place, the department can't absorb NHLS. For the department to absorb NHLS, there must be an amendment of this legislation. And there's nowhere where you are coming up with that proposal. But instead, you are supporting the current legislation and the current amendment, which amendment is strengthening the entity in terms of the weaknesses that has been identified in the process of the operation and implementation of the NHLS. And therefore, it confuses me, how then do we go around and support the issue that you are raising at the end? Because your presentation doesn't talk to them. Your presentation deals with the current proposed act amendment and that you are supporting. That's one issue. The second issue is the taking back NHLS. I'm not sure what is the understanding of now, because our understanding is that it's still under Department of Health. That's our understanding. It's still under the Department of Health. And then whatsoever happened in that NHLS, wrong or right, the Department of Health is accountable, is responsible. And the Act currently in its current form, as it being the proposed amendment, is to strengthen the capacity as well of the department to be able to make sure that it oversees and monitors the work of NHLS. That's how I understood it, is a strengthening of that oversight responsibility of the department, because it is their entity. It's not an entity that belongs somewhere. It's an entity that belongs to the Department of Health. On the financial sustainability, I would have thought that Nehau will come up with a proposal on
on the funding model. I don't see the funding model in the end, but we are saying we are fine with it. Because I don't see any new funding model myself in the current proposed amendment. I'm not sure whether you see any funding model, a new one, because they still have to charge provinces. The only difference is that the determination of the charges will be done by the minister through a government gazette in consultation with the Minister of Finance, which currently is done after consultation. That's the only difference. But it doesn't make any deviation from the current arrangement, which currently the NHLS is facing, is that they provide the service to provinces and some provinces are not paying NHLS. And there's no in the amendment, there's nowhere where it compels or it creates a mechanism that compels provinces and to pay. A mechanism that when provinces are not paying, what then becomes the consequence. I don't see it in the proposal. Which in my view, that's my personal view. The current amendment, though it purport to strengthen the financial capacity of NHLS, I don't see it in the current amendment. I would have thought that NHAO will come with some different proposal that begins to strengthen and make this entity more viable than it is currently. It is. Because currently it's not viable. And the current legislation, I don't see how it's going to make it viable, the current amendment. Maybe NHAO will see it being viable in this current amendment, the amendment that's been proposed. But I don't see the financial sustainability being strengthened in the current amendment. But that's my view, Chair, for this. I'm saying the confusion for me mainly is that how will support this on condition that the NHLS go back to the department. And there is no such an amendment that begins to move towards that process. That's one. But the interpretation and the understanding is that NHLS is an entity of the Department of Health in any way. And therefore what goes right or wrong, it becomes the responsibility of the Department of Health. Thanks.
Honorable Ndaba. And then after Honorable Ndaba, it will be Honorable Kubate and Honorable Tamikwe. Honorable myself will be the last one in that order.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. Chair, I just want to get clarity from NHAO regarding the proposed amendment that talks to the last bullet, the immediate suspension of the CEO and appointment of an acting CEO appointed directly from the Department of Health. I think, Chair, when you read clause 5, in terms of the composition of the board, it has an element of the CEO being part of the board. But I don't understand, Chair, the suspension of the CEO, whether falls under this composition of the board. Because I think this is wrongly placed if they are talking about what the bill seeks to address in terms of the establishment of the board. But if they have an issue regarding the CEO, I think they must not put it as a proposal to the amendment to the bill, but I think they need to address it separately from the amendments of the bill itself. Thank you very much, Jay.
Honorable Kupai.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation. Chair, I share the same sentiment with my colleagues who have spoken before me. I just want, on a point of clarity, according to the proposed amendment, how wants the department to redefine the vision and the mission of the National Health Laboratories to be in line with the Department of Health. For me, it's also confusing because currently, the vision and the mission of National Health Laboratory Service is in line with the Department of Health. Maybe if you can clarify what exactly do you mean. My other clarity question that I wanted to understand, on conclusion, your last bullet, you clearly say here, if I can quote, we are also prepared to further engage with the department to deal with other matters outside this platform in order to reposition the National Health Laboratory Service. I think this is a missed opportunity. Why do you seek to outside platform? Because the department is here. Why can't you talk with the department? The committee of parliament, you are here also to assist the department to do what is right. So why outside platform? If maybe you can clarify to us, that is also confusing to us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, but whatever I wanted to say has been exhausted. The vision, mission, the suspension of the CEO, and most important, the one that was said right now about further engagement outside this platform in order to reposition NLHS. But just to make them aware that repositioning, all the facts that have been mentioned here, the submission that has been done, has got to do with the repositioning of the NHLS. So whatever was needed to be discussed under this was supposed to be cleared to us as a committee. So further engagement definitely would mean after you have deliberated, it would, the same matters would be brought back to the very same committee, so the same committee. So repositioning is also one other way to say that is exactly what you are busy engaging. But like I said, my effect has been exhausted by the previous committee members. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maisel. Honorable Maisel, your hand was out. Did you wanted to speak?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We thank you for actually coming up with the document, and that means you're worried and you want things to be corrected. But there's a weakness in your document that you mix systemic and structural problems. If you could separate them, then you'll be able to deal with them and be able to come up with cogent suggestions that these issues are systemic and we can deal with them if we do one or two or three. These ones are structural and we can deal. Now, as it is now, it is just fine, sort of. It's not a bad thing, but we can refine it and then it will make their points very strong and cogent. For instance, you talk about amendment falls short of addressing deep-seated challenges confronting this important institution. Which challenges are they? Are they systemic challenges or are they structural challenges or what challenges are they? They are not there. And at the other end, you talk about improved governance, accountability, financial stability, national laboratory. Fine. Those, I think, are systemic problems. But then they are jumbled and they are all over. And you say that currently there is outsourcing or something which I don't get, that you want it to be insourced again. Is the system allowing work to be outsourced to outside service providers under what conditions, or they just as routine, when they come, they shift some of it somewhere. Those are things that could give a guidance to what it is that you want to correct and why you want to correct that. And of course, when the horse is bolted, there is no need closing the stable, right? Because you say that we are prepared to further engage the department to deal with other matters outside of this platform. Here we are dealing with the amendment of the bill. We are dealing with the bill. And once it is done, you can talk until the cows come home, can't come back again and say, let's go and re-amend the bill. Get on. So you better make hay while the sun shines. If you want this to be amended, these issues, they have been current amendment to the bill. Deal with them now, not tomorrow. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, honorable members. First, your document is not numbered. Two, I want you to say to me, I'm confused if I am. Your presentation is you are making a presentation that is not, in my view, only focused on the amendment of the National Health Laboratory Services, whereas there is also a new bill that is NAPISA, because you can't separate when you look into. So if we have done that, fine. If we haven't, the question is this: why is it that you prefer to only make a presentation on the amendment on the National Health Laboratory Services, not also make a presentation on your view on NAPISA? Thank you very much. Honorable Ndaba?
In fact, Chair, I think the advice that we should give to Nehao is that they must go read the bill clause by clause, so that they can be able to make their own inputs. Because addressing a bill generally, you are not assisting even your members, you know. So, but if you are going to go read a clause by clause, as per the proposed amendments, that's how you are going to make it easy, even for yourselves and for your members, to understand exactly what inputs do you want to make as Nehao, not be general. Thank you very much, Chair.
Now.
Well, thank you, Chair, and we appreciate some of the questions that have been raised by honourable members. The first issue, Chair, that I want to raise is right from the start of our presentation, the point we are making is we of the view that the bill in the current form in which it's presented, for example, the clause, I mean, we have gone clause by, we have done it, but of the view that there are, for example, systematic and structural issues that the bill doesn't address. But there are also process issues. One of the process issues which we were raising later, we should have raised it earlier, I think, is around consultation initially between the department and Nehao. But if you look at the bill before you, all the other constituencies, key constituencies, are consulted. But if you read for yourselves there, also Nehao is not consulted. Now, as an attempt to deal with that, so that we are not hostile when it's not unnecessarily. You see, we want to have that opportunity to engage on the most pressing issues, which that process we've started, but we have not gone very deep into it. So that's why we are saying we know the process that is underway. We're not undermining the process, but we are also, because it's also better to bilateral, because we are key important stakeholders, government, that is the department, and us. So there are issues we need generally to trash out before we even come. It's not because we want to know one another, but to engage, but there are issues, things that quickly we can resolve and deal, we can deal with specificities and all those. That engagement has started, but we have not concluded it. And that's why, if you look at our presentation, some of the issues we want to, which are very atara, are the issues that will be engaged with that process, because we are not undermining this August committee. We think this is a very important committee. But we do think that, you see, also, because the department has not consulted with the union, we must deal with those issues separately so that you don't bog down the process here. That is the issue we are in. That's why if you look at how we phrase some of the things, and that's why we see still saying that we're prepared to engage. That's why, even including around isolating structural and systematic issues, because we are directly engaged with those issues, so we'll be able to pinpoint and say these are the issues, not undermining the process. But also there are issues that directly affect our members. As if you remember, we don't want those issues to also cloud, you know, the bill and all those things. Issues are issues that must further engage. So I hope that clarifies some of the ambiguities that are there. It's because of those processes. We are engaging with a democratic government. You know, our approach is when start to confront the government, they've got to confront. But when you still have a space to engage, you are able to engage around issues. So those are the issues we're raising.
No, I just wanted to draw your attention, because you consistently labor on the issue, correctly so, that you have not been consulted. It is our understanding, as it is said on page 10 of the bill, that on the 11th of November 2015, and I want to explain to us what is your understanding of this. The draft bill was published for public comment on the 11th of November 2014. Now, where do you find yourselves when it is said it has been published for public comment? Are you taking yourself outside the public, or you are part of the stakeholders and the public that is supposed to comment? I'm raising this because you are saying you have not been consulted when the bill was published for public comment. If you can clarify to us, so that when we check with the department, because it's our understanding that you are, correctly so, one of the key workers in the health sector, in labor, and how in particular. Now, if you have never been consulted, we'll have to then go back to the department. But I want to, that's why I'm drawing your attention on this publication, which was circulated on the 11th of October 2015 for public comment.
Yeah, Chair, obviously, I mean, we are part of the public. But the issue we're raising, there are bilateral engagements between the department, you know, that goes through, you know, the State Department and the union around these issues. So that's what was, that's, we're not saying, what we're saying, I said even there has been a process that has started. There's a process that has started to engage around those issues. But it's not today the level wherein, you know, we could satisfactorily say issues have been taken to the level in which you want them to be. So that is what we're raising, Chair. So I hope that that process... okay, Chair, there's an issue about the funding model. There are issues around the funding model. The other issue that also came up the issue what also worries me, if you read the initially on the first aspects of our presentation, are issues that we say, for example, The issue about the well practice point, the last point, the second, the point around around the suspension. The point around the suspension that we're raising is, because by the time we're writing there, so the issue about suspension, we're currently aware that the CEO has been suspended, but the issue we're raising is around the acceleration of that, disciplinary process, which will be able to deal with what we're raising. So that we can appoint quickly a new CEO and all those things. So that's what we're raising. But the other issue wanted to also correct, which members have raised, it's around the return of the NHLS to the Department of Health and the conditionalities that we are placing around. Because we are saying, look, if members may agree that there are structural and systematic issues that are affecting the institution, it should follow also that those structural and systematic issues have got to be addressed in a different way. So our approach is we need to the process around dealing with other structural issues that are deep-seated and all those things may take a longer period. But there are issues that urgently that will need our urgent attention. So our response has got to be sequenced. For example, the reason that we are saying we agree with some of the proposals that that are coming from the bill is precisely because around governance issues, for example, even though they are addressing the current situation, they may be able to ameliorate the problems that are there, but they may not address address them holistically. So what is actually needed? We need that kind of an engagement, and that's why we are saying we are preparing those engagements, engaging with the department to bring to the department without engaging the public. Because engaging the department directly to say, when we talk about, for example, issues around returning NHS to public service, concretely, what is it that we are meaning? When we say it must be insourced, you see, what do we mean in all those things? So that if, in reality, we may end up finding one another with the department, and that may accelerate the process, it may speak to the proposed amendments that are here. So the reason that some of the things are not here is because there is an ongoing engagement between the National Union and the department trying to find one another on those issues. There are also issues that are related to working conditions and also remember that there was also a strike. So we don't want to fast these issues, and take issues that are not related to the bill to where they are not, so that's what we're just doing. So I think Seth will address others.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think some of the comments were made by the honourable members regarding issues, especially on the, I think those are one of the, trying to put the emphasis on the issue that we're highlighting on the issue of poor governance and maladministration. I think some of the things, some of the points were trying to emphasize that the current process that are happening for years, can go to NHLS now, almost the entire procurement unit have either resigned or they are facing this now. We're trying to give an example that why are we calling that these institutions are poorly managed and not assisting the state. Basically, when also we're dealing with the issue of mission and vision, I think the context there is that if you look NHLS currently, it is kind of fragmented objective, even though the Act will say that you go to NHLS, they are billing the provinces on the service providers.
But on top of the billing of the province, because they are billing the provinces for service provided, we'll all of us agree that you can't be charged for something that you have not consumed. But on top of that, they are using that billing or that revenue generation from the provinces to do other things that we don't think are supposed to be funded by the provinces, which has become an unfair situation, because NHS will do the research. And we know that we have a medical research that must focus on a broader health research and should be funded properly within the government systems. But the question is that then if the department, that's why we have these challenges of province not paying, because we're asking ourselves, are these people billing me? You know, this, are they billing me correctly? Because they're billing me for these services, and after that they're going to use the money for other things and all this, for their own generation and all these things. Then that's why when you talk about redefining, we're saying that, can we talk to the issue of what you call a diagnostic health laboratory services? That service is a core function of the line system within the public services. I've given an example when you can't fragment it. And what we say, Honorable, saying that is part of the party, is that you can't give a different, there's a different authority in terms of NHLS. Despite that, they are agents of public. But there's a different authority. We have a board with an accounting, and one of the things that the bill is talking about the board being an accounting authority on services. Then it means that when we're dealing with health services, from the time patient arrives to the institution, seen by a doctor, then take the lab sample. Then somebody must then preside over a critical service, which is the board. Despite that, the response department is still responsible, but that service, they don't have a direct of influencing the system, because the legislature give board certain authority. Then that becomes issues. You can see of the latest what happened on the issue of the strike, the current strike, the previous strike that was just called off a week, 2 weeks ago. We had a difficulty of, because the department could not just intervene directly. And we're thinking that when you talk about integration, and we understand that what Honorable are saying, that because of what my colleague was indicating about trying to engage, not having a proper engagement with the department on these processes, except that we have taken the opportunity of public comment and other things, but we think as the biggest stakeholder we have been given opportunity. And this issue of reintegrating, what exactly are we meaning, and realigning the mission or the objective of NHLS, we have taken care of that thing. Because we still calling that service, because department, we think provinces must pay diagnostic services, not any other services that NHLS is doing in the current form. Because I think that's why the problem of funding comes in. And I think the issue that what you are saying, that you say that we thought in the interim arrangement, but obviously based on the discussion we're hearing, whether this should be a moment to seize on taking this, instead of say interim and wait for another period that might take a 5 years again for an amendment and all that, maybe it might be an opportunity to say, but if we have a point, we can build on our case, clear proposal and case, what we mean is we're just reflecting on the integration. And instead of waiting another moment that might come after 5 or 10 years, why don't you seize on this moment? I think that's what we're trying to say, that we might have to consider this thing of interim on this thing. But the issue of diagnostic health laboratory services, we think it belongs to the public core function of the department. It can't be isolated, can't be given to another authority, noting what is expected in terms of what happened. But the interim was saying that department must be funded directly from the national government allocation of the fund, because we know that the provinces have authority to move money and funding and all these things they need. Then if that's why you see mostly KZN and other provinces and Gauteng, they are not paying because of their own priorities, then they decide to shift their money there on this process. I think as I try to clarify some of the issues that the honourable member have made. The issue of the CEO, we're not taking this opportunity to call for, those are the issues that we can deal with, but wanted to emphasize the current challenges that the institution is facing at the current moment. Thank you.
Honourable Kupana, Honourable James, and the Lord.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the 1st of August, we met the president of Nahawu.
with other leadership. I think today what I'm listening and what I heard when we were with your president, there's a lot of confusion. I think in the future maybe there could have been the same people who come to do the presentation. And for now, your explanation, we're not dealing with the bill as it stands. I support my colleague that maybe the house should go back, go clause by clause, explain, because really now it's a confusion. I don't think we are doing justice to the bill. We talk about other things that are not part of the bill. And that day, your president clearly says that they are in negotiation with the department and everything. But today, what I'm hearing is a different story. So I think maybe we're clouding the bill with other issues. Maybe we have to be engaged in another platform, not this time with the nation. Thank you.
Honorable James?
I think my colleague has just covered me, but I also just want to understand, is there a platform where yourselves and the department have engaged each other? Because you continue to say that, you know, you have been consulted. Was there any consultation? Because seemingly there's no, even the issues that are raising, issues that we should have discussed with the department, not because now we're dealing with the bill. Just to clarify, is there a platform where you have raised the issues, even the recommendations that you have raised there, with the department? Thank you, Chair.
Okay,
No, thanks, Honourable Chair. And we note in the issue that the Honourable Member are raising, because we'll have went clause by clause if we're 100% happy with the bill and all this. I think that my colleague was trying to put that point, but I think we noted, I think it's something that we must refer to. The issue is that we have not had any consultation with the department on this process, and we'll have seized the moment to say that. But you are dealing with this issue symptomatically. You don't really dealing with the core issues. We'll have raised that, and maybe the bill will have came with to Parliament through the drafters in the format that we'll have thought is a solution. That's because if we have properly consulted, this was the intention, we'll have put that. Because we're thinking that they are treating these symptoms instead of dealing with the rooted challenges facing this institution. In answering your question directly, we have not had any formal engagement except the corridor passing and greeting on the issue. Thanks.
No, thank you very much. Can I Chair make a proposal? We think that you are to come back to us, follow the more easiest, if I can say, way of dealing with the bill, identify the clause by clause, so that when you make a presentation, you don't mix, because there's that potential, and when you respond, you are also responding more on the structural and system challenges that are within the bill. So do that, and I also want to also advise that when you do that on the draft of the National Health Laboratory Services, please, you come with your presentations and your views on the NAPISA bill also, because we can't deal with those. You're not going to have it. The other challenges of communication, consultation between the employer and the employee. Unfortunately, my apologies, the DG is stuck in transport, in traffic, I'm sorry. I think Dr. Pile is here, he is listening, we'll have to deal with that separately. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to put honorable members to them, that we will try to find space within the time so that they can also come and have a fair presentation, responded to clarity, so that when our time comes
for deliberations. Because we're not going to deliberate with you now. It's just clarity. When the time comes for deliberations, we are to be involved in those deliberations, having you having heard you, because we don't want to run the risk of being challenged by you that you were never listened to in terms of. So that's why we want to have all your views on both. I think that is the proposed and the recommendation, honourable members, that I am putting to Nihau. Are we comfortable with that proposal and recommendation, honourable members? I think nodding, the members say it is fine. The secretariat will come back to you. We will see when to really. So you have got work. Immediately you leave that door, you know that you have got work on how to. All right. We don't want to be prescriptive. I'm raising this on the basis of what the honourable member said. We don't want to be prescriptive. We are not prescriptive on who comes in front of the committee in terms of the leadership of any institution and union in this matter. But I think the point that she was raising, you must also take it into consideration, pass that to your national leadership. But it is fine. Until we meet again, is there something that you...
As I understand that, and which is, I agree with the recommendation that you have made of following amendment, but maybe also to get a sense of, if, for example, the clause, there's no clause that talk what you think is the solution. Should that be also incorporated?
Honourable Mahlalela pointed that you are talking on an issue and you are not making, you don't have, I'm making an example, clause 5 reads ABCD, and it's our view that it should be reflected this way, and you put that in writing. I think that's simply that's what he was then referring to, and that's what we are requesting you to do. But if you have got some little bit of confusion of the matter, the secretariat is there, you will assist. But we are saying we'll give the date, please honor that, come back to us, and come with a presentation that is going to make both sides comfortable. I think members have alluded to the shortcomings and the challenges in your presentation.
Okay, no, thank you, Chair. We thank you and the committee also for affording us that opportunity again to deal with some of the issues that you wanted us to deal with. We'll do that within the next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honourable members. I think we've come to the end of our session. It is the only union, not to say institution, that is in front of us today. But as they will be leaving, I will request the honourable members to just leave for 5 minutes for housekeeping.